Well, my brothers and sisters, just a few remarks as we enter into it. The liturgy itself is proclamation of what has taken place in the resurrection of our Lord. In years past, as we gathered for the Easter Vigil, I invited you to imagine yourself as those souls waiting in the abode of the dead. Jesus entered into our darkness as a light shining to invite us into faith. But this year in particular, as we have entered into the celebrations, as I made you get up out of your seats during the Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday, and actually get out, go around, and follow me up, right? We were walking with Jesus into Jerusalem. Walking with Jesus into Jerusalem to lay our lives down. We celebrated Holy Thursday. Again, the invitation is the invitation for us to enter into Jesus' passion, to make an offering of ourselves. Not just watching Jesus, but we are entering in as we covered everything, that it would be us entering into that Last Supper to make this gift of ourselves. And again on Good Friday, the invitation for us to make this gift. So we sat as we gather in this night, and we came forward with candles lit. We entered into the abode of the dead because we are not dead, my brothers and sisters. In Jesus Christ, we have already died and have risen with him. We enter into the abode of the dead with him, bringing our light, a light that has been lit within us by Jesus Christ himself. And in the abode of the dead, it is we who make the witness of the testimony. It is not Moses and Isaiah, but we, his body, that gets up and proclaims the scriptures, proclaims an invitation of faith for those who stay in darkness. We have made the proclamation. We are going with Christ. And as we leave this celebration today, we will leave this place risen with Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the reality that has taken place within us. I've been speaking for the last few weeks, this invitation for us to be bold and courageous in making the gift of ourselves in truth and in humility here upon the altar, right? To die to ourselves, to break our hearts, and to offer them through him and with him to the Father. We have the courage to do that because of tonight. Tonight is the experience of resurrection. Tonight is what gives us the courage to die. Because in dying, death is not the final answer. Death has been destroyed by Jesus. He lives, my brothers and sisters. The empty tomb, the angel's proclamation. He lives, he is not here. You are looking for Jesus, do not be amazed. Everything has happened as he said it would happen. And he dies no more. Unlike Lazarus, who was raised from the dead, right? To restore him back to a human life, a human existence. Jesus is raised from the dead and is completely transfigured. He is changed. The glory that was his before the world began is restored to him in his resurrection. You will see evidence of this for the next 50 days as we celebrate Easter. You will see evidence over and over again. When the doors are locked, he just shows up. Never did that before. Right? Give me something to eat. I will prove that I have flesh and blood. Didn't really need it. He wasn't hungry. But let me demonstrate to you. He appears and disappears. He appears and disappears over and over to prove that he is operating in a whole new way of life. A life that we will share in. A life, my brothers and sisters, that we are already beginning to participate in. Tonight we rejoice that Jesus has been raised from the dead. We who have died with him will also share in his resurrection. And it begins, my brothers and sisters, now. The resurrection of Jesus Christ for us is not just after we've been planted in the ground. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is for here and now, to give us the courage to make that offering, to die to self, to allow our hearts to be broken open, and for the gift of ourselves to be given through him and with him and in him. Everything that we bring, my brothers and sisters, everything that we bring is transformed. It's transformed into what? It's transformed into the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Remind you again, we do not receive the dead body and blood of Jesus when we receive communion, because he's not dead. When we receive communion, my brothers and sisters, we receive the living body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. As he is alive and brings life wherever he goes, he desires to bring life into our lives as well.